Good afternoon, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Tuesday lunch hour. And as you smile, have you got bright white teeth? Have you got a good smile? Because, hey, don't forget, it's National Dental Care Month, May. We're just wrapping up the month. And we wanted to bring in someone that could talk about the importance of good dental hygiene and prevention of tooth decay and gum disease. And a lot of that, of course, starts at a very early age when you're a child. My next guest, I am looking forward to this conversation because not only is he going to share some good dental tips and tricks for parents to make the task seem a little more fun and exciting for kids, Dr. Michael King is a pediatric dentist. He's a stand-up comedian. Yes, you're hearing this right. And he's the author of numerous children's books, including a brand new one that we'll talk about. I'm so happy to have from New York, Dr. Michael King, joining me by phone. Dr. King, thanks so much for taking the call.
Evan, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
I mean, I don't think I ever surmised I would meet someone who's a pediatric dentist, an author of children's books, and a stand-up comedian all in one. Which came first for you, Dr. King?
I think the comedy and then the dentistry. My father was in the nightclub business, and I'm sure some of your listeners, if they're over 50, if they were ever in Denver, which is just south of you, were there at some point.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of rubbed off on me, and I went to dental school and started doing stand-up and combining the two, and so I sort of have the best of both worlds.
I love. Do you still do some stand-up, Dr. King?
Yeah, I have. I just got my, comics, you get your spots at the local clubs because there's many in New York. And then obviously they go on the road. But I think I have 3 spots June 12th at Broadway Comedy Club.
So how does it help you in the dentist chair? Because you are a pediatric dentist.
Well, I think, our office is fun. So, we use comedy and laughter. As soon as you walk in our office, the children are made at ease because the front door is a little hobbit door. And everything is in. Actually, they're a Canadian company. I think it's IDS. Makes all, the sculptures and the flying elephants and everything that we have in the waiting room. They're a great company. They're out of Canada. And so it's just the overlap is, I guess, humor.
Yeah. And putting them at ease, because so many people have this fear of the dentist. I'm sure you encounter it every day.
Just because daddy cried at a dentist doesn't mean you will. There's a lot of history of, from jokes and, the routines you see on television of kids, of adults, fearful of the dentist. But I think any pediatric dentist you have, or if you have a really good general dentist that really relates to kids and puts them at ease, and there's so many ways you can do that and have a painless visit, even if you have cavities.
So, right.
Most of the kids look forward to coming here.
Dr. Michael King is my guest, pediatric dentist. He's the author of numerous children's books, including Ruby Finkelman Finds the Real Magic. We're going to talk about that in a second. I just have one more comedy related, because you're also a stand-up comedian. Is your stand-up comedy related to dentistry?
Oh, definitely. I'm known as the fifth dentist. Remember those commercials? I guess you get them. 4 out of 5 dentists.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah, well, I'm the guy, the fifth guy. it's good. It's good for a business. Just don't, eat whatever you want.
For sure. So I know that part of why you write children's books is to try and normalize good dental hygiene. I've got two grandsons. My oldest is 4. My youngest is just turned 1. So just getting into the teeth and tooth brushing phase. Have you got some tips that you give parents when it comes to making that routine?
Definitely. Again, basics, you're supposed to brush twice a day after breakfast and before you go to bed. And especially before you go to bed, I think the parents should help the kids brush their teeth. Try to brush for 2 minutes if you can. I don't know what the fluoridated situation up there, but you know, use a fluoridated toothpaste, but just a very small pea size, as they say, amount.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the parent should help the child brush every evening.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing you do an interview once where you talked about letting your kids watch you brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Show, tell, do. They'll let them sit there, see how you do it. You know, in fact, when we get kids in the office, if you have a two-year-old that's really apprehensive, well, you put the three- or four-year-old better-behaved sibling in the chair, and, you know, and they relate to that. And
right.
Their brother or sister can do it. They're certainly more inclined to do it themselves.
Demonstrate the behavior. I know you've talked about this, and part of the reason why you write the books you do, because it's about make brushing fun and engaging for these kids.
Right, yeah. And again, you know, there are toothbrushes that have musical, you know, I mean, whatever it is, or, you know, automatic toothbrush, you just got to get in there and work your way. You know, the you know, Sonicare and toothbrush like that, you know, it's a, you know, they have 2-minute timers. So it's every 30 seconds it beeps. So you move the toothbrush around. But you could do it just as well on your own, and especially of parents, because you could open, use a little flashlight. A tip is that make sure you brush the tongue a little bit, and the lower teeth, pull down the lip, because a lot of people don't do that, and they don't brush around the gum line. And the same with the upper, especially the front teeth. Push up the lip so you can see where all the bacteria and the buildup is.
Aside from things like cavities and gum disease, what are some of the reasons why developing good habits at that very young age is so essential for people?
Well, I find that if people enjoy going to the dentist, especially kids, and a fun experience, it carries on to adulthood because you don't mind going. A lot of people won't go because they're fearful, they're apprehensive, they don't want, you know, if they're going to get a filling, something bad happened in the past, and they're more reluctant to go. But if you start young, and the Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends 12 months. I know it sounds early, but you want to start those good habits. What should you look for? What should you brush? How the parents help them, and that will carry on until forever. So if they're good patients now and they enjoy going to the dentist now, that you're going to have a lifetime of good dentistry.
You've got a number of books. We're chatting today with Dr. Michael King, who's a pediatric dentist. He's a stand-up comedian as well, and author of a number of children's books. I see credited to you, philosopher, so floss as in dental floss, philosopher, yeah, right, and the floss. Brushing trees.
Right.
Enamel the camel.
Right.
And this new one, tell me about Ruby Finkelman Finds the Real Magic.
Well, you know, I mean, I grew up Jewish. I am Jewish. I live in New York City, big surprise. And I grew up in Colorado. But Ruby, my publisher, said, write a book for Jewish kids on brushing. So I was going to make it funny. It was going to be called Schmutzmouth. And schmutz is a Jewish word that means grime and grease. It's a funny word. So as I was writing it, I'm thinking, you know, why brush your teeth? And the main reason that a child should brush your teeth is to stay healthy. And why do you want to stay healthy? Because you want to be healthy for the people that love you. And I said, that's a really strong reason to brush your teeth. And then I realized that it's even more important. It's just doing the right thing. Brushing the teeth is doing the right thing. And if you do the right thing, it carries on to doing other right things. Like, you know, if someone holds the door for you, you ever notice you're more likely to hold the door for someone behind?
Right.
And it's the same thing for kids. If you learn the reason to brush your teeth and take care of yourself, take care of your body, then you're going to do another right thing. And Ruby happens to one day... She's a very strong girl that lives in a magical village called Quellville. And you can, you know, there's a glossary for all these words. And it's called that because there's a very faint humming sound that signifies well-being. You know, I'm in the middle of Manhattan, so sorry for this.
That's okay. I can hear it.
You know, it's probably someone getting a cab. Anyway. Everything is great in this town because everybody does everything's right. They brush their teeth, they are kind to their neighbors, they're respectful, and things are just humming along. And then Ruby decides, I don't want to brush. You know, she's very strong-willed, very independent young lady, And so she stops brushing, and that leads to a whole avalanche of other things going wrong. And eventually the whole village falls apart and the felling town stops. And it's up to Ruby to come to the rescue.
I love it. I love it. And I know through your webpage, you can get more information, MikeKingWrites.com, correct?
Yes. Yep. I think, some of the things we're working on, a musical, and we just did a workshop for that, and you know, life goes on.
Yeah. Well, you're a busy guy. You're a talented guy. And I'm so happy that you were able to give us a little bit of time today. Dr. King, thank you so much for joining the program.
Well, Evan, I can't thank you enough for having me. And stay warm up there. I heard it's...
hey, we're loving life right now. It's very warm. This time of the year, we got nothing to complain about.
Okay.
Dr. King.
Thank you again, Evan.
Yeah, thank you. Dr. Michael King. Pediatric dentist. How about this business card? Pediatric dentist. He's a stand-up comedian, and he writes children's books. And again, if you want to see some of his books, and they're great for helping your kids when it comes to brushing their teeth, MikeKingWrites.com is the place to go to find out some of the great books that he has written. Interesting guest for sure. Glad to have him here. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.